the people did not hesitate long to leave their desolate homes in the land of their ancestors. For more than 100 years, these people had been victims of the fiercest religious and political persecution that, other than the Jewish nation, was never inflicted on any people in the world's history. There were many families that left the comfort of their homes. Rushed to the nearest seaport and embarked for the Americas. Despite their greatest effort and sacrifices, many only found disappointment and frequently regretted ever leaving their homeland. From 1682 to 1776, Pennsylvania was the central point of emigration from Germany, France, and Switzerland. Penn's liberal views and illiberal course of the government of New York for the Germans induced many to come to this province. The homeland of Johann Ludwig and his father Peter Lee had faced the unparalleled ravages and desolations by the troops of Louis XIV. Now, it was clear to him that a bloody persecution would soon follow. To escape the dreadful sufferings awaiting them, German and other Protestants emigrated to the English colonies in America. There was a tidal wave of Newlander emigration from Europe to the shores of America, and many different dreams rode on that wave. There were many reasons for migrating. Merchants and importers contributed much to induce Germans to leave their homes. Shipowners saw sources of large profit in the transportation of emigrants, and they employed every means of attracting them. Yet among them was another class of people that were active in prevailing upon the inhabitants of Germany to abandon their country for the New World. These speculators resorted to diverse arts to effect their purposes. They gave these Newlanders, whom they desired to abandon their homes, assurances endorsed by solemn promises that the new Garden of Eden had at last been found in America. The offer of an asylum in Penn's province came at an opportune time. The Palatinates were longing for some spot on earth where they could go and live in peace, freed from their cruel oppressors. Penn pointed to his province in America as the solution of the problem which confronted them. He wanted colonists, and the Palatinates wanted to leave their desolate and ruined homes in the land of their birth. Under such circumstances, the start of the emigration from the Palatinate was easy. Like the generations that came before him, Johann Ludwig was tired of religious persecution by the church. Political oppression was driving him, along with thousands, to Pennsylvania. He told his people,
"Take what you can carry, and onward to the asylum from the harassed and depressed sons and daughters of the relics of the Reformation."
Johann Ludwig was very outspoken about the Luther movement. Peter Lee, his father, had a passion for Luther's message, and he passed on this passion to him. Both men felt very blessed to know the truth of the Gospels and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Like his father, Johann Ludwig was found many times alone on his knees in prayer. He was the undesignated spiritual leader among his community. Johann Ludwig felt the responsibility, and he carried it well. Johann Ludwig also heard the other side of the story from people who had been to America and had come back to their homeland. He had spoken directly to a man named Wolfgang, and he told him,
"Well, sir, I took me entire family and put them under the trust and leadership of the notorious John Law.
Wolfgang went on to say,
"He misled me people by promising them that the Garden of Eden was waiting for us on the banks of the Father of the Western Waters."
The man broke down and sobbed uncontrollably. It took Johann Ludwig several minutes before he could calm him down enough to be able to continue telling his sad story. After he had a few sips of water, Wolfgang was able to say,
"Well, John Lowe dropped us off on the land bridge at Boxy near Mobile. We were left there exposed to the weather without any shelter or enough provisions. We had no protection against many different foes that did not want us there. For over 5 years, there was no way to leave that place. Not one of us entered the promised paradise."
As in all new countries, the Palatines were exposed to trials, privations, and hardships of trying to settle on land that is already occupied. Johann Ludwig had already heard by word of mouth the story about 100 of them being massacred by the Tuscarora Indians, September 22, 1707. Johann Ludwig asked him,
"What happened to your family?" 2,000 of me people consigned to the grave. I lost me wife and 2 small children in the first year."
He was not ready to hear what Wolfgang told him next. Again, sobbing, Wolfgang cried out,
"I had no time to grieve for them, for the fight just to stay alive each day was a battle itself."
He told them that,
"For as I can tell, there was about 300 of us Pellet survivors, and we finally settled on the banks of the Mississippi, about 30 or 40 miles above New Orleans. Our hopes were to catch a ship back to our homeland before the New World took us all.